Lift Him Up, November 3,
An Intercessor.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. We are to fit ourselves with the self-same spirit that was in Christ Jesus. Christ is working for us. Will we work for Christ in His lines? Children, cultivate patience and faith and hope. May the Lord increase our joy of faith in this ever-living intercessor. Try to let no day pass in which you fail to realize your accountability to God through the sacrifice of His only begotten Son. Jesus does not receive glory from anyone who is an accuser of the brethren. Let not a day pass that we are not healing and restoring old wounds. Cultivate love, and let no words of evil surmising escape our lips. Close this door quickly, and keep it closed. Open the door where Christ presides, and keep it open, because we know the value of Christ's sacrifice and His unchangeable love. Drink in the ever-refreshing waters of life from the wells of Lebanon, but refuse the murky waters from the valley, the dark, suspicious feelings. There is much truthfulness in the cause, but shall we spoil our fragrance of spirit because others clothe themselves with bitterness? God forbid! There is not one tithe of the imaginings of evil that is worth the time we give to consider it and repeat it. Cut away from our speech all severity, talk sweetly, and hold our confidence in Jesus firmly. We have an ever-living advocate who is making intercession for us. Then let us become advocates in principle in behalf of those who err. And having an high priest over the house of God, here is His intercession in our behalf. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. He is a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. Then, as He is working for us, let us work just as earnestly and interestedly to promote union with one another. Christ prayed that we might be of that same nature and oneness as that existing between Himself and His Father. Try in everything we do to secure confidence in love one for another, and thus we will answer the prayer of Christ Jesus. Not all your suppositions and your ideas of your brethren are correct. Let us put away these ugly supposings and imaginings. Keep close on the side of Christ, and think of the rich encouragement He has given us, that we may in our turn give to others. Let envy and jealousy be quenched in the flow of love from the fountain of God's love. The cry of them that are ready to perish finds swift entrance into His ear. He shall deliver the needy when He crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper.